T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Oh, I don't believe in accidents. Miracles, they don't just happen by chance. As long as my God holds the world in his hands, I know that there's no such thing as unplanned.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Unplanned. That's the opening music to the movie Unplanned. We always play that when we have a topic along these lines. If you have not seen that movie, I please encourage you to go see the film. You will not regret it, I guarantee you. So the two-party conventions are in the books. You couldn't have a greater contrast between the two visions laid out during the respective parties' eight-day events. A total. Slow Joe and the Democrats put forward a dark, radical platform filled with plans to seize our constitutional rights, raise our taxes, destroy our economy, and impose their left-wing social order on the country. And to top it off, the Democrats have nominated the most radically pro-abortion ticket in history. Joining us now to help us understand just how out of touch they are is Marjorie Dannenfelser. Marjorie is president of the Susan B. Anthony List, a nationwide pro-life organization that seeks to advance pro-life women in politics. Marjorie, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to it.
Likewise. I haven't had an opportunity actually to have a pro-life discussion on the show in a while. I'm thrilled when we have the chance. I'm thrilled with how much this topic was discussed at our convention. And it's such a contrast to the Democrats, who've made abortion a key plank in their platform and yet didn't bring it up once in their four-day event.
Yeah, I think it's an incredible statement about where the Democratic Party has arrived and where the Republican Party has arrived. The gift that we have before us to make a vote for life. And the contrast is a gift in politics. Politics really thrives on and clear and good and fruitful politics thrives on understanding the choice that you have. You're absolutely right that it wasn't mentioned in the Democratic convention, and it was bold and beautiful and proud and explicit, troubling and uplifting at the Republican convention. But just a handful of years ago at the Democratic convention, Planned Parenthood Speaker Cecile Richards, the head of their organization, spoke right as a keynote speaker. The head of NARAL, the political arm extension of their movement, she was really front and center. It really shows you why life is winning in America right now and how it is, because our spokespeople have pointed to the beauty of our cause, the compassion and the strength of the movement that has really made an enormous difference in who gets elected and who finally will be able to protect children in the law.
You recently said that you feel Donald Trump is the first president in American history to proudly run for re-election on a pro-life record. That's a powerful statement considering how many of his predecessors have also claimed the pro-life mantle. I'm curious, and I'm not disputing it. I don't disagree with you.
Sure.
But
no,
I'm curious, what would prompt you to say that? I mean, that's a that's a heck of a statement. I'm curious why you feel that strongly.
Yeah. I welcome the question. I was Ronald Reagan. I was an enormous fan. I know what he did. He brought the party. He really coalesced the party in demographic ways, bringing former pro-life Democrats into the Republican Party because they just couldn't take it anymore. He really built a winning coalition out of all the disenfranchised Democrats before, and pro-life people were part of that coalition. The reason, however, that I, and so that was vital. The reason, however, that I say that is that so many election cycles of not just the presidency, but Senate cycles, congressional cycles, state legislative cycles have been advised and people have followed this counsel that you have to mute the abortion issue. Like,
right.
Yeah, you can go ahead and be that person, but you know, you better kind of promise and then put people back on the back of the bus. Make sure you get them in the primary and then in the general. You better kind of go back and really not talk about abortion anymore and make sure that you have you don't look like a zealot. Okay, so that was the advice every single cycle until this president, this guy who no one ever expected, certainly me, to be this advocate for life in the way that he has. And he was the opposite. Yes, he was all about it in the primary. But then when the general came, he ramped it up. He knew that this was a contrast that should and could be made between himself and Hillary Clinton, and how important it would be for that former Reagan Democrat crowd that came into the fold. All the people that were feeling disenfranchised by the Republican Party at that point, because we'd grown so much and yet we'd seen so little progress. That's why I say that he's the guy that meant for this moment when none of us expected, and the most pro-life operational president we've ever seen.
Well, you've hinted to it. We've mentioned to it a little bit, alluded to it, in striking contrast to the Democrat convention, during which abortion, like I said, was never mentioned at all. Numerous Republican National Convention speakers, including President Trump, directly referred to it in their remarks. We'll play a few of them for you here now.
You see, for me, abortion is real. I know what it sounds like. I know what abortion smells like. Did you know abortion even had a smell?
Joe Biden, he supports taxpayer funding of abortion right up to the moment of birth.
Joe Biden claims he has empathy for the vulnerable, yet the party he leads supports the extreme late-term abortion of defenseless babies right up until the moment of birth.
President Trump will stand up against Biden-Harris, who are the most anti-life presidential ticket ever, even supporting the horrors of late-term abortion and infanticide.
The Biden-Harris ticket is the most radically pro-abortion campaign in history. They and other politicians are Catholics in name only and abandon innocent lives.
Well, let me tell you, policies that allow abortion up until the point of birth are not nice. They close our churches, but keep the liquor stores and abortion clinics open.
So let me ask you then, Marjorie, this has been an issue that I've wondered for a while now. Abortion is a part of the DNC's official party platform, and yet they didn't highlight the issue at all at their convention. They've gotten to a point now where they've essentially banished all pro-life Democrats from their party. Why are they bothering to hide it now? Why? I mean, it's clearly a essential part. You can't be a Democrat and be pro-life anymore. Why are they hiding from it?
It's the million-dollar question, and it is the flip script of the way it was for Republicans and pro-life people of 10 years ago or less. They're hiding it. They're burying it because it's been my effort at the Susan B. Anthony list and our allies who are elected to public office to go on offense. to say, yeah, this is my position. Yes, I believe that life is sacred. You've outlined my position well. And let me just ask you, why do you support abortion after 20 weeks, at 5 months? The point at which a child has eyebrows, the point at which WebMD says you should start singing to your baby because she or he resonates with the sound of the mother's voice. Why do you think that's okay? I don't think that's okay. And that is literally almost that I don't, you might think that's okay, I don't think that's okay, is literally what the president said in the last debate, that last debate in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. It was his closing argument. And so they are on defense. They realize they have been framed, that their position has been framed in the position that is completely, completely and utterly out of sync with pro-choice people, people who are basically for it, but just think that maybe not in the first trimester it shouldn't be. You know?
Right.
I mean, obviously, I don't agree with that. They're just completely out of sync. That's why they're bearing it. They've been defined. And that's what I believe, is the change between just a handful of years ago and now.
We're talking with Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. Marjorie, you guys are taking it to the streets, for lack of a better term. You're getting out there. You're proactive. I know you were just in North Carolina this week working on battleground state, get out the vote efforts and building up our candidates, correct?
Yes. And, you know, maybe just a handful of years ago, it really came to me, unless we can outdo the other side or at least match them in door-to-door, person-to-person, community-level communication on this issue, we're going to stay buried. And we began this process of going into battleground states for Senate races and in presidential battleground states, going to our people, Democrats, independents, and Republicans, people that agree with us at least on the most reasonable terms, and talking to them. So on last week, we had a great rally with the Vice President Pence, who I've known for many, many years, and this is in his sinews. It's who he is. We did a great gathering to emphasize how important this election is, but also to point to where the heart and soul of the pro-life movement is. He visited a pregnancy care center called Gateway Pregnancy Care that has taken care of so many women with unplanned pregnancies, helped them in every way imaginable to get their lives on track, education-wise, professionally, caregiving-wise for their children, adoption-wise, if that was their case. Putting really the spotlight on that, that is the heart of the vice president and the president. So that's how that day began. It ended in a real rah-rah. This is what's at stake for the pro-life movement in this next election, and talking about who believes in what. And it was a great moment. And we'll do that again in Pittsburgh next week, because Pennsylvania is another battleground state where the vice president will be there again. And who knows from there, but it's a beautiful partnership with the pro-life movement. This administration is, and well, honestly, something I wouldn't have predicted, and I'm really grateful for.
This is what we're going to need. We've got to keep getting the message out there. Along those lines, I know you have a new book out called Life is Winning. It's about, you know, how we don't have to compromise our pro-life principles or stay silent about the things that matter most. It's available on Amazon. You know, I have to thank you for what you're doing, for the work that you're doing. This is, you were right about when you said that this is so important that we carry this fight forward. I personally think that this is the most important fight of our generation, and I think we have to keep pushing it forward. If folks want more information about your organization, they can find it at sba-list.org, correct?
Yeah, I would just Google Susan B. Anthony List. It'll be the first thing up. And if you're interested in the book, go on Amazon.
Yep.
And all the stories, the vice president writes the intro, never been done by Vice President Sarah Huckabee. He's got the Ford. And we tell all these stories about how everything we talked about today, you and me, how it all happened. So, yeah, I would so love to hear anyone who's listening about your thoughts on all of these matters.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for joining us this evening, Marjorie. We appreciate what you're doing, and carry on the fight, please.
Oh, what a blessing. Thank you, and happy Sabbath.
We'll take a quick break and then recall Gavin Newsom 2020 spokesman Dr. Cordy Williams will join us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.